giving that you have for us, that you've given us this country, place us here to live, you place us in a great part of the country. And we just thank you for that, and we just praise you for that. I just pray that you just give us guidance as we make decisions that will affect things in this area. Just pray that you just help us to turn to you and listen to you as we make those decisions. We pray, Lord, for those that may need your healing hand, that you just watch over them, give them healing that they need. Just pray that you watch over the troops that we know may be in harm's way today. We just thank you so much for them, what they provided for us, a way to live, a way of life. We again thank you for your son, dear Lord, that you sent to die on the cross. It's just amazing. Thank you that you saw him and needed that, even before we were born. We thank you for that. We just praise you, Lord, and pray that you would just hear these requests in your son's name.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you, Rick. Next on our agenda is meeting minutes. 6:15, 17, and 18.
Motion for approval.
Second.
Okay. In discussion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Next, we've got accounts payable.
I wanted to pull one out just until we get a little bit more documentation. It's on for the check number 310514. It's for Branson Rock and Aggregate.
Okay.
And I'll get with Frank and just get some more paperwork and we'll be in good shape. But everything else looked fine.
Motion for everything except that.
I make a motion to approve everything else except that.
I'll second.
Discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Didn't see any journal entries or transfers. So next, we're ready for public comment. John Logan. Welcome, John.
Thank you. I'd like to pass out a couple of things here, if that's okay.
Sure. Sure.
Thank you. Mr. Bob.
Thank you.
Does anybody in the audience County Commissioners, my name is John Logan. I live at 2277 Lakeshore Drive in Branson. It's nice to be here this morning, especially nice to kill two birds with one stone by being able to talk to the citizens of Taney County via this new satellite system, Winky Doodle, whatever you call it, but it's nice to be able to visit with everybody at once. I'm here this morning on two different items. One, I have been besieged by neighbors who have felt like they've been held out of the loop on a situation where Kanakuk Camps is wanting to reroute historic and beautiful Lakeshore Drive, which I happen to live on. And they're talking about a bypass coming down Timber Lane Drive, which is the old road that intersects with T Highway. I happen to also own a farm where I train horses every morning at 5 o'clock on T Highway, where I have to go across Timber Lane from Lakeshore to T Highway. Every morning I travel that road. It's kind of a tough road to follow sometimes. I have been getting some very obvious misinformation from various people on this situation, one of which happens to be the Taney County Commission. Now, the Kanakuk camps have always been good friends of mine. I've designed some of their logos. The former head of Kanakuk camps, Joe White, is a good friend of mine. We have had youth groups together. He performed the marriage for my daughter. Joe is a good friend of mine. I've tried to call Joe on 4 different occasions. I know it's a busy time of the year, but one of the first things you do in business is you return phone calls. Sometimes it's inconvenient to me. The same is true with this county commission. Sometimes I make phone calls, I don't get a return call. I have been told by this commission that Kanakuk Camps is not exempt from paying real estate taxes in Taney County. That is not true. The old Rex Grady property is exempt from paying taxes, real estate taxes in Taney County. The Hawaiian camp is exempt from paying real estate taxes in Taney County. They are wanting to bypass a historic road for the convenience of one tax-exempt business at the expense of citizens and businesses that live beyond that location. Some of the finest condominiums, some of the finest resorts in our area. It has a history of President Truman staying there. We've had 3 or 4 great authors stay there. Plus one great cartoonist lives down that road. His name's John Logan. That's paid plug, listening audience. And I think it is highly presumptuous on the part of Kanakuk Camp to even consider closing Lakeshore Drive for their convenience. I would not do that to them, nor do I expect them to do that to me. There are several citizens who live presently in this closed off area. Ron Maneth, for example. They want him to go through a locked gate. You ask me why am I here on Monday morning when there's another quiet meeting scheduled for Wednesday. It's because I'm a busy person too. I may have trouble getting to the Wednesday meeting. I think that the citizens of Taney County should know that $3 million in taxpayers' money is being set or possibly set aside for Lakeshore Drive. I understand that $1 million of that possibly would be paid by Kanakuk Camps. It is a wrong-headed boondoggle and should be thrown in the trash can before it harms any further citizens. I'm sure you will have a number of people show up on Wednesday. Seagull had a little article on it this week. And I would like to ask if there's any business connections between any of this board and Kanakuk Camps. Are there any discounts? Any, I understand from my the only way you get to the answer is ask questions instead of beating around the bush.
Well, I'd make a point of order then. This is public comment. It's not an opportunity to question the three of you gentlemen. And I would ask Mr. Logan if he has evidence that someone has some sort of conflict of interest, please do it during his public comment and not besetting you with questions. Thank you.
What are you saying, Mr. Counselor, that I should ask the direct question?
No, I'm saying that this is public comment, that the agenda has items on it. This is not one of them. Public comment is. To ask them questions when they're not able to answer because it's not an issue under consideration today is unfair.
I disagree with you. Counselor, public comment in a democracy is a time set aside for communications between the public and their elected officials.
There's an opportunity when it's on the agenda.
It is on the agenda. This is a public comment on the agenda of this meeting.
The issue is not on the agenda.
John, you've asked your question. Go ahead with your comments. We can answer if you want to.
Are there any business relationships or discounts with any member of this county commission with Kanakuk Camps? Question.
We got your question. Got other comments? Or?
Do I have an answer? I would like an answer from the county commission.
I would say again that this is public comment, and he's unfairly taking advantage of this situation to try to... you guys could probably answer just very easily that there are none. However, he has no evidence of any. He's not presenting any evidence of any. There is not a give and take on this issue because it's not on the agenda, and you're not free to discuss.
That's negative, Mr. Counselor.
Under the Sunshine Law, Mr. Commissioner.
Mr. County Counselor, we're talking in an open forum with all of the public listening out in the radio audience, and it's a very simple question. Do you or do you not have a business relationship or discounts with Kanakuk Camp? The only reason I answer that is because a lot of people beat around the bush, and the best way to get things done is to be direct and not play games and ask a question. I ask once again, do any county commissioners have a relationship or discounts with Kanakuk Camps?
Respectfully, are you or have you ever been a member of the Communist Party? I mean, this is unfair to the three of you. He has no evidence.
John, okay. John, I will answer once you're done with your comments and you sit down so we don't have a dialogue. Because the public comment is set up for a 5 minute for people to bring up things that are not on the agenda to discuss or bring up to the public's interest. So that's what this time is set aside just for that. We can't make a vote or make a decision on anything that is not published or posted on the agenda.
I'm not asking for a vote.
I understand, but
communications with elected officials.
John, our procedure is for someone to speak for 5 minutes. You may speak your piece. Then at the end of that, it's up to us if we want to make a comment on that. Otherwise, we go on with our business. Now, if you want to speak on Wednesday, if it's a public hearing or if you're just observing, then that's when the topic is discussed.
If you'll look on the third page, you'll see a picture by Norman Rockwell called Free Speech. In Free Speech, he sold those pictures to raise money for the war effort. And part of that free speech was a dialogue between elected officials and the public. I ask a simple question.
We have that scheduled on Wednesday.
May I interject something here?
Yes.
You came before us and you said you had two issues you wanted to deal with. What we would usually do, John, is have you go through both of those issues and then I personally will answer your question on my behalf. I don't expect either one of these other two to do whatever they want to, but I would prefer that you would follow our procedure. You got up and stated that you came before us with two issues. I'd like to hear what those issues are, and then I'll give you my answer.
Thank you, Mr. Strahan. The second issue. Last week, the Taney County Tourism Enhancement District, who promised during a valid election, who Mr. Pinnell is very aware of, because he and I, you know, sometimes you're on the same side, sometimes you're not. But they said before $8 million would be spent, it would always be put out for bids. Now, common sense says if you spend $8,000 of taxpayer money, you probably ought to get a bid on a vehicle or something. Last week, they approved without any RFP, request for proposals, an $8 million contract, again, with the Branson Chamber of Commerce. Now, the people of this county were promised bids before they issued these monies. And I think it is shameful, and I think that this county commission selects the people, some of the people who sit on that board, and I think you ought to have a chat with them if that's democracy in action, that you give $8 million away without a bid situation. I think that's a serious breach of ethics, and it's a serious breach of how things are done in Taney County. That's the end of that subject. That's two subjects. And I wasn't even interrupted by the county counselor. Now, back to the original one. I've stated my case. The word on the street is two commissioners are for the road. That could be true. That could be not. Don't know. But I do know that they're tax exempt. I think I ask a fair question for the citizens of Taney County to know. And I await whether you wish to respect the dialogue of a free society.
John, I don't have any interest in Taney, in Kennecott Camps as far as financial interest. I don't receive any discounts there. I've been on the premises a few times, but Joe White, Spike White was a dear friend of our family, but I've got a couple of things that I would say. I think I've answered your first question. And the second question you've got on here in your letter, you've got Western Taney County Commissioner Danny Strahan, and I do not represent that side of the county, although I do have interest in all of Taney County's business. But I would like for that to be before that's sent out for published or announced on the radio, that that be corrected. The other issue on the tax issue, if you want to talk about that, I have had some questions in my mind when people vote on a tax, and that does not lay within my eastern district, but as Taney County Commissioner, when people vote on a tax to be used in the advertising of the Tri-Lakes area, then I think it is unfortunate and unfair that that tax be regulated to only a percentage given to certain at certain times or to certain people. That's my only statement that I have on that. I do not represent those people that lay within that district, but I do sit on this county commission.
John, I have a daughter-in-law that works at Kennecott. I've got a aunt-in-law that works at Kennecott. The younger of my two daughters, when she was probably 10 or 12, went for free, I believe. There was a program that was sponsored way, way back. And they actually give some local kids, Taney, Stone County kids, free access. my younger daughter has been to camp two or three times, twice, I guess, and they give local kids a discount not because I'm a commissioner or any business relationship. As an auto parts business owner, I sold nuts and bolts and stuff like that to Kanakut. And if that's what you're fishing for, that's what you've got. I brought this to your attention on by way of email, but also correction, in my opinion, needs to be made on your handout, and that says, it seems that Taney County Commission has been having talks. I told you straight up, John, I think it's on the email, that we've had conversations, posted open meetings. They're not quiet, secret meetings. They're open meetings. We've had at least one or twice.
I did not know.
Let me finish, John. Did I interrupt you? No.
No.
Just let me finish. It says here, it seems. Well, I'm telling you straight up, you could change that we've had meetings. They were posted, open meetings. In the rest of that sentence, you say that plans have been drawn up between the county and Kanakut to reroute historic Lakeshore Drive. And I'm telling you, and again, I think it's in the email that I sent you, we don't have any plans drawn up. Kanakut.
I've seen.
All right, go ahead, John, you talk.
I have seen them.
You've seen the plans drawn up? Really? Did you bring them with you? Because you said you had, but I haven't seen those, so I'd like to see those plans.
You might ask them.
Pardon me?
You might ask Kanakut about them.
The plans that have been drawn up, that have been presented to the Kane County Commission.
Re-engineering drawings.
Danny, Jim, help me out. Are there plans that
I've seen a line drawn on a map.
Okay.
Now, is that what you're referring to, John? Is it plans?
For us,
plans are engineering drawings.
This says that there have been plans drawn up between the county and Kanakut. And all they've shown us, again, John, and I responded. You've criticized us, the county commission, for not responding to your emails. And I think I can say without question, unless somebody didn't get me a note, within a day or two, I've always responded to you. And I responded to you on this one, too. And I'm telling you, I believe the words is that there was preliminary engineering design done by Great River Engineering. It's just what Jim described. It's preliminary design. There's no plans drawn up. It's an initial idea that they presented to us. And you've made comments that some might, since we are, as you said, webcasting and everybody gets to hear this that wants to hear it, that we've done something wrong. I wish you would specifically tell us what we've done wrong.
Did you ask me?
Yeah, and
okay.
I've got another one or two, and I'll be glad for you to answer
okay.
me. Another one.
Thank you.
I'd like to know what neighbors, you mentioned that they're neighbors that have been talking to you. Again, in writing, I told you that I have talked with neighbors, any that have come to me, and I think there's four or five. So, yes, I would like to know what neighbors that have come to you that we haven't responded to, one of us. Your turn. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The engineering drawings, which you say there are no drawings, have been shown to the Blue Haven Resort people.
He said no plans.
It's kind of like Bill Clinton and what is is.
It says
a plan is an engineering drawing, and those were shown to my neighbors who came to me and said, we have seen the drawings.
Who showed them to them?
Blue, you did, sir.
Exactly. I showed them.
That's right. So if there are no plans, how can you show them plans, sir?
It's like I explained to you, John. A preliminary design is a design. It's not a plan between two groups. A plan is, in my opinion, is when you come to an agreement, you do this, we'll do that in the legal document, and the county councilor has always had his part in those. So maybe we're just arguing about little old twits that don't make any difference.
You might look in Webster, a plan can be drawn by one person, two persons.
How about yourself, John? Do you have any business relationships except what you've mentioned with Joe White?
I do not.
Okay, thank you.
My turn?
Your turn.
All right. We'll start with the handout. And halfway down it says, top of all, according to Western Tanana County Commissioner Danny Strand. Well, obviously Danny Strand pointed out that's not him, that's me. And as this Western Tanana County Commissioner, I have not made that statement. So this whole paragraph's a little confusing to me, because if Danny's not said it and I've not said it, I don't know the validity of this paragraph. So,
well, Danny did say that, but he is not the Western Commissioner. According to Eastern Taney County Commissioner, right, Danny Strahan told me that they were tax exempt.
Right.
Thank you.
All right. Second thing is, from a business relationship, I have no business relationship with Kennecuck. My son is attending a camp this summer. He paid the normal fee for the locals, which is whatever space available. You don't pre-reserve. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the process, but you put your name on a waiting list. If you get called, you get called, and then you pay your fee. Well, yes, one of my children have done that this summer, or doing this summer. So there's the answer to that question. The second question, second statement I'd like to make, let you know, is, or for the public, since we're talking about the people not in this room also, is Taney County has not spent $1 on this proposal. Just to let everyone know, Taney County has not spent a dollar on any of this. Like Chuck had mentioned earlier, we've had two public meetings specifically to hear the idea, or I would say the concept, of what Kennecuck has brought up. And so I would like to point out that, in my eyes, there's at least six steps that takes place before we do anything when something this major takes place. First of all, you got to have the idea. Then you got to have the concept drawing, which I would say is what Chuck showed those people and what I have a copy of, is a concept drawing. After that, you come to a proposal, which is where you come up with the dollar figure, rough idea. Then the next question is, after you have that dollar figure, is who's going to pay for it? That's, in my eyes, that's at least step four along the way. And then after you resolve the who's paying for it, then you go to public hearing, then a decision is made through the commissioners. We're stuck on number four, who's paying for it? Conceptually, they've come to me in the meetings, and I'm speaking for myself, even though they were all in the meeting, was their number one thing was safety. There's a lot of cars, a lot of hairpin turns on that. They're specifically concerned about the safety of their campers during the summer months on that road. That was their premise. If you look at the conceptual drawing, it is only affecting one resident, which is the Mr. Maneth's residence, which I've talked to his son, who has told me he's not against it, he just wants more details. No one said he's against the whole concept. All he's told me was he wants to hear more details. I'm sorry, there's not more details. We're still trying to figure out who's paying for this whole road. So from the aspect of, we're making a decision, doing stuff behind scenes, that's not true. And I kind of resent the implication that you're saying that we're trying to do some shady dealings up here. We're going through a process like anybody. We've had recommendations that someone wants to put another bridge across Taney Como. Great, it's a concept. Come back with a proposal, we'll hear you. Just like you came for us with the statue. We heard your proposal, you told us the cost, we don't have the budget, end of discussion. But part of the freedom of speech is for people to come to the elected officials and give us their ideas for us to improve the community. That's all we're doing in this case. At least, speaking from my perspective, that's all I'm doing, is letting them speak their mind in a public setting of what they would like to see done.
This is not on the agenda.
I know, it's not on the agenda, but he made some pretty strong allegations that I wanted to get cleared up.
Yeah. You're absolutely wrong. Do you want to get things out in public, or do you want people to talk and make innuendos? I am telling you what the people are saying. Number two, they have not been publicly announced meetings. The people on Lakeshore Drive have not been aware of these meetings that you are having with Kennecuck. Every one of them has called me, said, we didn't know about any meetings. Now, you can call Blue Haven, you can call Lakeshore Resort, you can call Taney Como Resort, any one of them. They did not know about these meetings.
Okay, let me
hold on.
Okay.
John, if you would talk to the people that I took the plans to and showed, yeah, they didn't know it. There's meetings posted all the time. You're a bright guy. You know how that works. The county commission immediately, when there was questions, went and talked to the people, took the maps to the people, showed them what it was all about. And I told them in a similar way, as Jim just explained, until this issue of how it's being paid for is covered, I don't think you got a lot to be... I would spend my energy on something else at this point. Instead of you waiting until Wednesday, until we get questions asked and answered, you're making a big deal out of it. I understand it. We've been here before. As you said before, sometimes on the same side, some on others. But until those questions are answered, you're just making a whole big hoop-de-doo about something that may not come. And as I've told those people, each one, I said, before there's any kind of decisions, there'll be public meetings, there'll be opportunities for the public to come and make their points known. Now, if you want to make a big deal out of it, you've done it. Yeehaw.
I don't need to make a big deal out of anything, Mr. Pennell. My point is that I live on Lakeshore Drive. Many of my neighbors live on Lakeshore Drive. I did not know about this plan. I did not know anything about it until 2.5 weeks ago when my neighbors contacted me. Now, I think that is not keeping the public informed. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Anything else for John?
No.
All right. We worked that one pretty hard. Let's go on to new and old business, Misty Mountain Road petition.
I wanted to bring up, we had tabled Misty Mountain Road. It was a petition road that we, it's off of, if I'm not mistaken, Frank, it's Foggy River. It's off of Foggy River, which is off of Acacia. We originally were presented the information thinking it was only going to cost about $2,000 to $3,000 for improvements. It was a short flooded road with a gravel cul-de-sac. There was some green vegetation that needed to be removed. There was a driveway that had been flooded. We've got new numbers that were provided. It's going to cost closer to $20,000. We had tabled it, waiting for the road and bridge to come back with a newer estimate. And they're saying it's $15,000 to $20,000 right now to do this road that serves three houses. I think it's – and so I would like to make – I'm going to make a motion that we deny the request to break that road in based off the cost. It's a flood area and, you know, the driveways, all that.
I second your motion. Jim, we've reviewed this, and there is a home that lays within this that where flooding could have, the county would take on a liability for flooding,
right,
not from only the actual rainfall that might fall, but from the backing up of the lake.
Right.
And there is a serious liability problem. The home sets below the level of the water when it backs up from the lake and could run down the driveway. So that's the reason I'm seconding the motion.
I don't see anybody from that area, or at least that I know of. So.
They didn't show up the last time either. So,
any other questions or comments? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Okay, elected official department head updates. John? Frank?
Frank Preston, Taney County Road and Bridge Administrator. Gentlemen, I've been serving the public throughout the United States for 29 years in similar capacities to which I'm doing today. The show that I just watched a few minutes ago, we have Robert's Rules of Order, we have a county counselor, and I really don't think you need to be subjected to dialogue like that. And I do not know Mr. Logan, but I consider him a professional in his business, but the way he interacted with you this morning was an embarrassment to me. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Other department heads, commissioners, James.
I'm just going to say before I get 100 calls on the subject this morning about the exemption of some of those camps, yes, they are exempted. And the only reason I'm saying it here is because I will get 100 calls on who's exempt and who's not exempt. And Kennecott Camp has two or three facilities that are exempt. in Taney County and exempted by our BOE in past years.
It's all public information.
It's all public information.
James, to answer John's question, I called your office, got the date on the email and the whole nine yards, talked to Jimmy, and he looked up and found that there were Kanakuk Camps Ministries or something like that that are, as of yet, not exempted, and he mentioned that you had received a letter.
Kanakuk.
So I know they've got a bunch of different properties. Are all of them exempt?
Kanakuk Camps, the original that Spike White built, were not exempt. They have made a move to put all their properties in the ministries as of this year. The exemption will come on those if they're requested next year. The Dulos Ministries, the Rex Grady properties, and the new big establishment, I think they're calling it a Waikiki or something. I'm not sure what they call it.
Right.
Those are all been exempted by our local BOE, and it is public record. But the ministry's name of Kanakuk Camp has been applied this year. It has never been that way before.
But for this year, there's still a lot of properties that are being taxed. Your expectation is next year they probably won't be. Is that right?
That is my expectation.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Other comments?
Yes, I've got one.
Go.
I appreciate the fact that we've have this going out to the public for their comments back to the county commission. I appreciate the fact that they hear it directly from our mouths and not through the news media. I appreciate the radio station and the Branson paper. I find a offense with some of Mr. Groman's comments. He seems to want to run county business through the newspaper instead of through the elected process of the county commission. Every week there's a personal attack upon somebody that lays within the that is elected by the citizens of this county. I've heard the old comment that you don't attack somebody that buys their ink by the barrel. Well, that doesn't make this commissioner one bit of difference. If something's being done wrong, I'll speak up for the citizens of this county, and as a county commissioner, it's my obligation when I hold my hand in the air and take an oath to represent everyone and not just one person who wants to write articles in the paper and attack those officials.
Okay. Since you brought up the webcast, I was going to let you know, we're webcasting everything that's in this room, which is the hearing room. We're webcasting. We're an average in about 16 to 20 people, which is, I think, good for the first week and not really doing any advertising of webcasting. The other thing that we are making available, I believe it was a discussion last week, was any meetings that we are recording, which is pretty much all the recording meetings, we're going to make those available publicly also. We've had them online before, just on the intranet, which is our internal, since it's there, we had talked, I hope I'm not speaking out of line, they've come to each one of you guys and said it was all right, correct? Have they not told you, the IT group?
You mean I asked permission?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. That's right. I'm making sure because I can't remember official vote, but they asked if they could just make those public because they're public anyway. And so those should be showing up on the web eventually in the very near future too, which is just the audio of all meetings. So
we've had BOE on the...
BOE. We start again BOE tomorrow and Thursday. We're going to go twice a week, I think, this coming week.
What about planning and zoning and Board of Adjustment?
BOA, which was last Wednesday, it was on webcast. I think we only had about 7 or 8. That was only the second day after people known about it. But P&Z, any sewer meeting, any public meeting, non-executive session meetings in this room will be webcast. And the schedule is posted on our commission web. If you go to taneycounty.org and then go find the commissioner websites, the schedule for those meetings are posted on that calendar. So you'll know which ones are going to be webcast and which ones are not. So
appreciate work on that. That's great. Glad you got her done. Just a reminder, I was thinking about, was it last week that we had Mr. Stevenson on the lake road? Was that the week before?
It was last week.
Last week.
And, you know, he's, like John has about Lakeshore Drive, he had some real strong concerns, still has real strong concerns. And he contacted me, got him a copy of the tape so he could hear every single word. He was told that it was a closed meeting. It wasn't a closed meeting. It was an open meeting. It was posted. You know, being criticized is part of the job. I understand that, John. But I feel like that we try the best that we can to do a good job of giving people opportunity to make their concerns known and so on and so forth. You're the only map, that map that you have of Lakeshore Drive is the only one I know of.
Mm-hmm. It's available.
It's still in your office, right?
Yes, sir. We can put it up on the...
Anyone that would like to see that map, we'll fetch it right after the meeting.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be up in the... we'll just put it in the meeting room. It'll be on one of the walls, so you can come in and look at it. How's that?
I'm interested to see. I think it's a... what I described, and I don't think it's got Taney County's name on it. Hmm. I think it's strictly a map done by Great River Engineering for Kanakut camps. But anybody that would like to see that, we'll get that up. Hmm. That's my thought.
I had one more thing. If you want, part of when Nikki or Jillian in our office does the agenda or when it changes, they also, besides posting it in five places, we also email it out to anybody who requests. I know the media is on that email list. If you want to be added to that email list, contact the commission office. They'll be more than happy to put you to the mail list. And, you know, we send out multiple hundreds right now, so what's it, a couple extra? It doesn't cost us anymore. But you may get five or six the same day. So because anytime there's a time change because of the sunshine law and the 24-hour notice, things like that. But we can easily add you to the email list. Also, it's posted on our website, I believe. So you've got multiple places to get the access. But if you wanted to email to you, we're more than happy to do that, too. So,
good point.
That's all I have.
What else? All right. I think we're done till 10:15 or something like that. We'll have a meeting with Mr. Paulson. Thank you.